the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when we think about the sin of Adam and Eve, we think only about the effects that it had upon the human race, which were profound. You know, the loss of the original blessing, the darkening of the intellect and the will, death entering into the world, you know, all sorts of really nasty stuff. But it didn't just affect human beings like a stone cast into a pond. It affected all of creation. And so as our reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah said in a roundabout way, it says that there was harm, it brought about harm and ruin. And so as our Lord comes to redeem the world, to set right what Adam and Eve did, and in fact, not just set it right, but to make things even better than they were before, he restores not only the human race, but also creation itself. And so when we have this beautiful prophecy from the book of the prophet Isaiah, which speaks about the coming of the Messiah, who is the shoot that will sprout from the stump of Jesse, the descendant of the Davidic kings, and yet he is far more than that. The spirit of wisdom, the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and a fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. What does that bring about? It doesn't just bring about our redemption, but the redemption of the entire, of all of creation. The wolf shall be the guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. Instead of the constant strife within the natural order, that will be set right, so there will not be any strife. And that is symbolized by the wolf being the guest of the lamb, two natural enemies. You know, what do wolves do? They eat lambs. But no, he'll be a guest of it. And the cow and the bear shall be neighbors, and the baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. And there shall be no ruin at all on my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. You know, remember that what that holy mountain is. It's not a place, but it is the kingdom of Christ. It is the church in her fullness at the end of time, the heavenly Jerusalem come down from heaven, and in fact, it is heaven itself. And that is what we're looking forward to. And is it any wonder then that we as Christians are willing to sacrifice anything to go to heaven, because heaven is that wonderful? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.